I'm Rebecca Rabineau, a curator at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The picture we're looking at is by Henri Matisse, and it's titled Nasturtiums with the Painting Dance 1. This painting is a view of the inside of Matisse's studio, just outside of Paris in Issy-les-Moulineaux. What you're seeing is the left half of a large painting called The Dance, which is propped up against a wall of his studio. In front of it, Matisse has arranged a chair and a vase of nasturtiums on top of a sculpture stand. Around this time, Matisse repeatedly painted his studio interior. We know that he first sketched a slightly different view in pencil, and you can still see some of those graphite lines. But here, Matisse decided to play with the perspective. The sculpture stand's back leg seems to be resting on a grassy hill. But on closer inspection, that green area is actually part of the painting behind it. By combining the picture planes, Matisse compressed the space. He does this also by lining up that pink baseboard with the top rail of the chair in the left foreground. Throughout his career, Matisse was interested in positive and negative space. So here, the spaces between the dancers' bodies are just as important as the dancers themselves. And if you look at that cushion of the chair in the lower left foreground, you see that the white stripes were created not by adding white paint, but by leaving those areas bare.